Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Year-old Uxbridge, Ontario singer-songwriter Julian Kelland is my guest on the show. She has a self-titled four-song EP recorded and available. She recently filmed a music video for one of the songs, and it's been a busy summer for her performing at a variety of shows. Lots to talk about and a couple of songs to share from her. My pleasure to welcome Julian Kelland to the show. Hey, Julian.
Hello.
Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You are very welcome. We have a lot to talk about, as I mentioned, and we'll get into all that. Let's talk about the video. Let's start with that. It's pretty exciting news. I know that you shot a video recently, and it is going to be available for people to watch in about a week's time.
Yes, it is.
How fun was it doing that?
It was very fun. It was a new experience for me to do a professional video. So it was a lot of fun. I had to do some acting, which was kind of new for me, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm really excited for everybody to see it.
That's great. And once it's available, I guess YouTube, your YouTube channel is where we can check it out?
Yeah, I'll be posting things starting tomorrow about the countdown for my music video, because it will be released, like you said, in a week, October 1st. But yeah, it'll be available on YouTube.
Great. Let's talk about your CD release party, which you had not too long ago, I understand. And how did that go for you?
It went really well, actually. I had a lot of support from the people in my town. It was a lot of hard work, though. We spent a lot of late nights in the studio perfecting it, but I'm actually very happy with how it turned out.
Isn't that great? And the EP that is out is a four-song EP, and we're going to hear a couple of songs from it. What has the reaction been so far when you've shared it either live or people have had a chance to listen to the project? What have they said about it so far?
I've gotten really good feedback from my music, which is awesome. It varies between shows, but I do sell a decent amount of CDs per show, and I'm pretty sure people are enjoying it. I hope they're enjoying it.
Very nice. On the songwriting side of things, we talked a bit beforehand, and you've written a couple of songs. Well, one of them with Leah Daniels specifically that we're going to hear. Are all the songs that are on that EP are songs that you've had a hand in writing?
Yes. I've collaborated with other people for all songs. I actually really enjoy collaborating writing. It's a bit more fun than doing it by myself. So, yeah, two of the songs on my EP I wrote with Leah Daniels, and then two others I actually wrote with my band members.
Oh, that's great. Does your band have a name?
We just call ourselves Julian Kelland, or Julian Kelland Band is also one that we get,
right.
But it's really just Julian Kelland.
Gotcha. It's all part of the same name. That is so cool that you've written those songs with Leah Daniels, and I know that you guys are doing more writing and are working together. Basically, it must be so great. You're both from Uxbridge, and she's a great artist. I had her on the show not too long ago, and she's got so many good things happening for her.
Yes, I'm really excited and happy for her. We spent a lot of time together, and we've gotten really close over the past two years. So it's really nice to be able to work with her professionally.
That's great. Now, Julian, when did you first become passionate about music?
Well, I think I was probably around 6 years old when I really started to appreciate music. I performed for the first time when I was six at my cousin's wedding, and ever since then I've really, really enjoyed it.
Now, along the way, you started at that young age. Do you still get a bit nervous before you go on? And I know that's pretty normal to have, but are you pretty comfortable on stage?
I am pretty comfortable on stage. Sometimes I do tend to get nervous depending on the show, where it is, how many people are there. But I'm pretty good with nerves.
Okay. Now, you've described your sound as you were saying before we came on the show, that it's kind of hard to define. I'll let you do that, but one of the descriptions that you gave was Taylor Swift with an edge.
Yeah, I guess I'll kind of explain my sound. It is kind of like Taylor Swift with an edge, although I lean more towards pop, but I guess sometimes country does come out. But
yeah,
I pretty much am more on the pop side, so, but I don't really know what to call it, so I just normally say pop or Taylor Swift with an edge.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it is hard to define, right? And sometimes a label like singer-songwriter isn't as specific, but it sort of says that you do a bunch of things.
Yes, that's very true.
Now, who would you love to write a song for? In other words, there's an artist out there looking for songs. Who would you like to send a song to and hope they would record it?
Well, it's actually not really an artist. I would actually really love to write a song for my dad because he's very influential to in my love for music, because he was really the reason I started getting into it. I couldn't really pick an artist because there's so many, but my dad
for
is
sure.
One I definitely love to write a song for.
Isn't that right? You'd want to write one like about him.
Yeah.
That's great. So he has played a big part in your love of music, correct? I think he introduced
Definitely.
You to some pretty cool acts when you were younger.
He did. I love listening to like 60s and 70s with him, and that's kind of like a cool thing I think about me, is because I know so many different songs and different times in music. It's really nice to be able to relate to some of my older, I guess, fan base. But yeah, no, I do really love music from the 60s and 70s, which is what he introduced me to when I was young.
Yeah, now do you ever cover any older songs in your performances?
I do, actually. Every show I think I cover Landslide by Stevie Nicks?
Yeah, Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac did that, and then the Dixie Chicks did a countrified version of it.
They did.
Yeah. So there's a good influence there where there is a bit of country coming in. And another artist that you got into later on is Kelly Clarkson. And she's another artist that's a little hard to define because she's done a lot of pop, but she dabbles in country.
Yes, I do sometimes, I do sometimes say Kelly Clarkson when somebody asks me who my musical influences are, just because it's kind of a similar thing. She's
similar
a
sound, yeah. I can hear that.
Writer.
Hear that in the type of songs you've got. Let's turn to one of those songs now. This is from your self-titled EP. People can check out your website to find it, juliankelland.com, and it's on iTunes as well. And the song is "See Me Like This Over You." And what can you tell us about the song? I know this is one that you wrote. Is this one you wrote with Leah?
It's not. I wrote this song with my band.
Gotcha. The other one is the one with Leah. Tell us about this song.
The song is basically about a girl who kind of ends a relationship, but she realizes that she still loves this guy, and she doesn't want him to see that she's so upset, but because she's trying to be strong, but she really does miss him and wants to be with him again.
Very cool. Now, was this one of those songs that took you a long time to write, or was it a quick write? I know that for any writer, it can be 3 hours to a couple of days.
Yeah, this song, I think, was one of the songs that probably took the longest to write out of all the songs. It took a few sessions, but it wasn't one that we necessarily got stuck on. It was just one that kind of took us more time for us to feel like it was perfect.
Right, and that's where you want to keep going until you get to that point when the song feels perfect. Let's share it now. This is Julian Kelland and "See Me Like This Over You" on In the Country.
Please
That is my guest, Julian Kelland, and the song is See Me Like This Over You. It's from her four-song EP, and she is based out of Uxbridge, Ontario. Let's talk about some of the shows you did this past summer. Can you fill us in on some of the highlights?
I can sure do that for you.
Terrific.
I started, my first show of the summer I did was Relay for Life, which was in the beginning of June. And then I did Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada Day show. I've done a lot of Rib Fests this summer as well. And one of my bigger shows this summer was I opened for Doc Walker at the Orno Fair, I think 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago.
That's really cool.
Yes, it was a really cool experience.
That must have been fun because they always get crowds, big crowds, of course, and crowds that are very enthusiastic.
They do. It was actually the biggest show I've ever played. It had, the biggest amount or the largest amount of people that were there was around 3,000. So it was,
oh, wow.
It was really cool. It was really cool to kind of, it was a new experience for me, definitely.
That's really exciting. Now, what is your favorite concert, Julian, that you've been to in recent years, one that stands out?
I actually have never been to a concert before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's a simple answer then. Is there somebody you'd like to see in concert?
Oh, there are so many people I would like to see. I can't even choose. I have so many artists that I really, really, really like. And
probably a long list. But
it's definitely
be exciting
a
for
long
you.
List.
Yeah, definitely exciting for you when you go see your first concert. That'll be a real rush. What about dream duet partners? Who is on your list to record a duet with one day, even if it's somebody that, you know, you're shooting for the stars? Who is that person?
I don't really have one specifically that I would like to sing with, but I think it would be really nice to sing with Bruno Mars, for example, because he's one of mine and my dad's favorite singers, as well as, like,
right.
Birdie and Pink or anybody like that, really. I'd be happy to sing with anybody, really.
Anybody who's a great performer. Now, Bruno Mars, of course, he's just come up with a string of hits, and his songs are really well written and very original.
They definitely are, and that's something that my dad and I really love about him.
That's really cool that you can bond with music, and music connects us all. I mean, we talk about songs, we share songs, and schools teach music in a lot of cases. I know sometimes programs like that are cut from schools, but how important, Julian, do you think it is that schools offer kids the chance to get into and learn music?
Well, I think it's extremely important because I was blessed with the opportunities that I had growing up doing extracurriculars that involved music or whatever, but a lot of kids, unfortunately, don't get that opportunity. So it's nice that they get to enjoy music during school. And it's also, I think it would be, it's just like a fun class for kids as well. I think it's, I loved music class in grade school and public school, so.
Yeah, I think the earlier in life you're exposed to it, the more natural it becomes, learning the scales and learning, you know, even how to play an instrument. Whatever you're learning, the earlier the better.
Absolutely.
Now, do you feel pretty comfortable when you go in the studio? In this case, you recorded these four songs, and I know you'll be doing a lot more of it. At this point, do you feel pretty relaxed recording a song?
I really do. I really do love recording music in the studio. I think it's probably the thing I enjoy the most about my music career because it's a lot of fun. It's fun.
That's great. I mean, that's really what it should be, right? Obviously, a lot of work to get the song written and all that, but ultimately you want to have fun. And do you like when you're in the studio and you're either perfecting things or maybe changing something at the last minute that you find really works?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many changes from start to finish when you first write a song to when you actually release it. I remember numerous songs that I have written, the ones on my EP and stuff, that it's just, it's so weird looking back on the way they used to be and listening to old versions of them.
That would be interesting, yeah, the process from that initial rough recording to the final one and whatever was changed along the way. Let's turn to the song, another song from your album. It's called Goodbye, and this is one of the two on the album that you co-wrote with the very talented Leah Daniels.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about Goodbye?
Goodbye is a song about a girl who kind of is just, She's still in love with the boy, her other half, or what you will, but she thinks it's time that they part ways, because it's kind of they've both changed, but she doesn't feel as if he's really putting a commitment into the relationship and putting a good effort, and so it's kind of her battling between if it's going to work or if it isn't.
This is Uxbridge, Ontario singer-songwriter Julian Kelland and her song Goodbye on In the Country.
Stick together.
And that is a very pretty song from my guest, Julian Kelland. It is called Goodbye. Great job on that song, Julian.
Thank you so much.
Really like that one. What do you like best about songwriting?
I think, well, there's so many fun things about songwriting. I love collaborating with other people, like I said, my band and Leah, of course. I also like expressing my feelings and my, I guess, showing my creativity as well as, you know, telling a story. And because it's a way of entertaining other people. So it's nice to be able to tell a story.
Yeah, exactly. You're sharing a story. It's just a great feeling to do that and then to see their reaction to what you're singing about. Now, how important is it for anybody listening who is a songwriter, whether they're a singer or not, but at least a songwriter, to be open to critiques about their songs, getting feedback and maybe making some changes?
Well, I think it's very important because getting someone else's opinion could potentially make the song better. I mean, it's never easy to hear criticism because it's what you have done, so I guess I can understand how it could be difficult. But, I mean, as long as it's constructive, I think that it's really important. But at the end of the day, I also think that you have to be true to yourself as an artist because it's what you're putting out there. So if you
right.
think one way is better than the other, you really feel strongly about something, it's your call and it's your gut feeling, really.
I really like that. That's a good point because you're right. You need to listen, but at the same time, if that's who you are, I mean, you look at somebody like Lady Gaga. I'm sure somebody told her maybe you've got to change your ways, but you know that's who she is. So I totally agree with what you said there. What would you, Julian, like to accomplish with your music? Say in the next year, what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, I think my ultimate goal is to be signed to a label at some point, of course. But
yep.
I think I really hope to accomplish, you know, releasing some new music and building a bigger fan base, as well as shows that I'm going to play in the future, because I think it's pretty exciting thinking about it because you never really know. I mean, a year ago, I couldn't even have guessed that I would be talking to somebody on a radio station or playing a show opening
yeah.
for Doc Walker. So, I mean, It's pretty exciting to think about what it'll be like
that
in
is cool.
the next year.
Yeah, it's so great to look back and see what you've accomplished over the past year, and then you can, like you said, it's all things you didn't see possible, so that says how much, of course, there is ahead for the next year. It's pretty unlimited. Julian, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great to have you here, and I'll remind listeners once again, your website is juliankelland.com. They can learn a lot about you there. It's a great website. There's also a link for your music and iTunes as well where people can get your EP. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Been my pleasure. My guest has been Uxbridge, Ontario singer-songwriter Julian Kelland. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.